And it's all seeking what's called good news in the Wall Street Journal in a recent article. It's seeking good news, namely slow economic growth, low inflation, and budget balancing. That's good news, slow economic growth, meaning making sure that most people suffer. And there's reasons for that. If there's slow economic growth, currencies are stable, and you know, you make more money if you're a speculator and so on. So you've got this enormous flow of capital, by far the most massive part of global capital, which is moving around from place to place trying to ensure low growth and low wages. This has been understood for years. It's been understood certainly for 20 years, and that's exactly what's going on. That kind of good news is, in fact, good. And there are people who think it's good, like, say, Robert Lucas, who just won the Nobel Prize in economics. He was asked, naturally, as a Nobel Prize winner, to comment on the economy. And he said, we are doing great. The economy is wonderful. And that's true if we means the Fortune 500 and speculators in financial markets and, top 3 or 4% of the population. We are doing great. The economic health of the country is terrific. You know, good news. It's almost an economic miracle, although not quite yet. That's a term we reserve for places like Mexico and Brazil and so on. And it has a meaning. You know, an economic miracle is a place where you've got a lot of good news of this kind for foreign investors, for like couple of billionaires, you know, a few top percent of the population. And meanwhile, during the period of the economic miracle in Mexico, and this is quite typical, wages, which were never magnificent, went down by about 50%, malnutrition went up, poverty increased, and so on. But that was economic health, because economic health is a technical term, and it has nothing to do with the health of the economy. It has to do with good news, in this sense, for the people who count. And Robert Lucas understands, he's a smart guy, got a Nobel Prize, so we're doing fine, the economy is great. And that's true for the people, that this is one of the main reasons why Caterpillar was able to achieve what it did and why others are doing the same thing.